starting with the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could stay standing, we'll be led in prayer today by Pastor Kent Winkler from Hope Church of Delta.
Let us pray. Dearly Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for this holiday season. And God, we just lift up to you all those that are celebrating together and those that are celebrating those that are not at the table where they normally are. And so God, we lift them up to you with seasons of firsts and other things of that nature. God, we pray for safety for this village. We pray for those that protect us, whether it be EMT, EMS, or fire, or police. We just pray for them as well too. We pray for all the people that are serving our village council and our village as a whole, with public works and all the things that they do. And so God, we just lift up all of them. We ask that you keep them safe as they take care of this beautiful village that we get an opportunity to live in. God, we just thank you for today and this opportunity to meet together. So we just pray for healthy conversations and fruitful conversations. We ask all this in the holy, precious name of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, sir. Can we get roll call, please?
Shire.
Here.
Frank.
Here.
Demeline.
Here.
Adams.
Here.
Dawson.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Note that Mr. Sika, interim village administrator, will not be present today. Do we need to? Okay.
Nope.
All right. Approval of the agenda. I'd like to make an amendment to the agenda and add executive session for
appointment of a public employee or official pursuant to revised code 121.22G1.
The motion is recommended.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep.
Okay, approval. Do I have to reapprove the agenda?
Yeah.
Approval with the amendment made. Approval of the agenda with the amendment made.
Second.
Motion second. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Approval of minutes from the previous meeting, November 18th, 2024, regular meeting.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Approval of minutes from meeting November 21, 2024, the special meeting.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and second. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Okay, with Mr. Sika not here, is there any other correspondence? Anyone who wants to address? What?
Public wishing to address.
Oh, my bad. Public wishing to address council today? All right, now.
Oh, just a minute, I changed my mind.
All right, so we have correspondence. Is there anything anyone knew about?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, we all got a letter from Ned Bethel regarding
the parking
on Main Street.
Now, this letter said that the state of Ohio did not change it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. They did not request there to be changed.
But they're the ones who changed it.
No, we changed it.
There's been a couple people that have come in and asked about why we removed it, and they haven't been happy about it. Primarily on the south side of the street in front of Mr. Bechtel's building, and because of the businesses that he has in there.
And also the people that own those homes between Hawthorne and Madison Street, they've come in because they have renters. And so they've come in and after it was done.
You mean Pelt?
Huh?
You mean Pelt Hawthorne's over there?
Pelton. I'm sorry.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, they moved.
They approach us pretty much annually since the change. We could have a village safety meeting in regards to this prior to next meeting. Yeah, I think if that was done with regards to safety, that's probably appropriate. Yeah. So I'll move to schedule a village safety meeting, committee meeting, 5 o'clock. Under next meeting.
On the 16th.
On the 16th. 5 a.m.
So special meeting, 5 p.m. on the 16th.
It's not a special meeting.
Well, just be safe.
Committee meeting. Second.
I made a motion. I need a second.
Second. I have a motion and a second for a safety meeting, December 16th at 5 p.m.
Johnson.
Yes.
Shire.
Yep.
Frank.
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes. Okay, other than that, the letter from Mr. Bechtel, was there anything else? Okay, moving on. Marlena? Approval of invoices?
Yes. Need an approval of invoices, please?
Motion to approve.
Motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Water Director?
I just have one thing. Council asked us to look at the ODOT speed limit. And so looking at what ODOT, I've got a little cheat sheet that they sent out and that we've used in the past with other municipalities. ODOT looks at the institute a 35 mile an hour speed limit when there is a where the business, industry, or dwelling houses situated at intervals of less than 100 feet for a distance of a quarter of a mile. The other municipalities usually engage a traffic study to do that, and that can run like between $3,000 and $5,000 to study this. I may suggest that there maybe is a council person here who would be interested in just getting on ARI or on the auditor's website to see if this may, driving in here, I think that we may hit that, at least at a certain area from the creek on. So it'd be 50 to the creek and then 35 thereafter, just counting through.
I guess my concern is I don't want all those houses up on that hill to just be like disqualified just because they're not right on the main street.
No, that road up there, I thought that was 25. Once you hit that road, it's 25 for that speed limit up there. Okay. And I think it hits 25, if I'm remembering right. Once you hit the fuel station down there by the creek.
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
But I think just eyeballing it, I think we may have enough driveways that would meet this. So rather than just council spending the money now to do the study, possibly there's somebody who maybe lives in that area would want to. So I can give this to
yes,
you,
please.
And if you could get on areas, you could probably figure out the 100 feet per quarter mile. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Acting Police Chief
Walker.
Mayor,
both vehicles that we listed at GovDeals were sold today. We're still waiting on payment and pickup, but they were sold today. So that's all I have.
Sounds good. RIP Crown Vic.
What's up?
Rest in peace.
Finance Director Frank Ambrosia, our operator of record contractor, informed us of a free sewer rate study offered by the Great Lakes Community Action, RCAP. Jenna has been working to get them the requested information. Utilizing this information will save an estimated $20,000 for a rate study. This is based off the estimates Jamie Flores has received for a water rate supply.
Is that, Robert, is that something that you were looking,
yes,
that's information you wanted, right?
Yes.
So it looks like we're working on it harder.
Does anything need to be done to do that?
They have requested some information about the village numbers wise that is being supplied to them currently.
Okay.
And then after they get that information, they're going to see where we fall in everything.
Thank you.
Anything further? All right, moving on to old business. Ordinance 25-2024.
Ordinance 25-2024 is an ordinance specifying the approval of the Council of the Village of Delta, Fulton County, Ohio, of the pending annexation number 2024-3 of Heidi Bowman, Roger Bowman, Amy Bowman, and Cody Bowman to annex property to the Village of Delta, Fulton County, Ohio, and declares an emergency. And this is so that we can get it filed with the commissioners.
By Wednesday. It's due on Wednesday. And it's, again, within, we have to do it within 20 days of their petition being filed. That's why it's an emergency.
This is the one that they want to make into a campground, correct?
I don't know what the purpose is.
Currently, it's a campground.
Huh?
Currently, it's a campground.
Well, I heard they want to make it into a KOA campground.
I don't know what they want to do.
I'm not sure. This came from Fulton County Economic Development. Matt Gilroy was involved in that. So we haven't been involved in that. As far as I know, the village has not.
But the paperwork doesn't say anything or have whether they want to do that or not. Just they want
it. Right. If they would have, if they want it, would want it. The rule is that their zoning classification now in the township, whatever that may be, comes into the village with that same zoning classification. Council can always rezone it to whatever it chooses after they come in the village, but this is just an annexation petition. So if they're looking to do it, depending on what classification they're in now, if they want to change the zoning, that would have to come back to you for approval.
But if they don't need to change it because where it's at, can we still change it then or not?
You can, yes.
Isn't that the old, what's it called, Isaac Walton?
Yeah.
Out there on H?
I thought there was two properties.
There's two lots.
21.3 and 9 acres, respectively. 9.1, I believe, is going to be technical.
Resolution, this next one, right? The resolution 15-2024.
Okay.
The second property.
Okay, thank you.
couple of years, there used to be camping out there. They used to have a lot of problems. There was also a firearms range out there. When they had the campers, there was a lot of problems, but since then they removed all those, so there has not been any issues that I'm aware of.
Well, if they annex into the village, they won't be able to have firearms.
That's correct.
And we don't currently know what the zoning is for there?
I do not. It says, I'm sorry, it says agricultural use. So it's agricultural.
So if they want us to change the zoning, they have to come back to council?
Yeah, I would. I don't know for sure without looking at our code, but I don't believe that a KOA camp would fit into the agricultural zoning classification.
I don't think it would.
Because
well,
it's a business.
Well, there's currently not water lines there, so if they... You know, if they want to annex in and they want to put in water lines, that would have to be addressed and all that stuff too.
The council can put restrictions on any type of rezoning that you'd like.
Second to suspend.
Frank?
Yes.
Demelin?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes. Do I have a motion to make final first reading?
So moved.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to make final first reading. Roll call, please.
Demelin?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Okay, old business ordinance 26-2024, second reading.
Ordinance 26-2024 is an ordinance declaring certain property as surplus and not needed for any municipal purpose.
So moved.
What's the surplus property? Is it Morris to for Gubbies?
Is that the
Prius?
Prius.
Yeah,
that's the Prius.
The Prius. Okay.
A court ordered.
Gotcha. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep.
Frank?
Yes.
Demelin?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 15-2024 is an emergency.
Resolution 15-2024 is a resolution indicating the Village of Delta, Fulton County, Ohio, will provide utilities and police protection service to certain property titled to Heidi Bowman, Roger Bowman, Amy Bowman, and Cody Bowman, which holders are seeking annexation of said property pursuant to Fulton County Annexation Petition 2024-3 to the Village of Delta and declares emergency.
Correct. Correct.
Correct. Motion to suspend. Second. I have a motion and a second to suspend. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep.
Frank?
Yes.
Demelin?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to make final on first reading?
So moved.
Second. I have a motion and a second to make final on first reading. Roll call, please.
I got a question.
Okay.
Does this mean that we will put the water line in?
We're not forced to do that. When water is provided, then they will get the inside rate.
So if we ever choose to run lines that direction, we are not forced to do so. But if we ever do so in the future,
correct.
Rather than billing them the outside water rate, they would have access to the inside water rate and be able to hook into that line.
We're not required to provide them water.
Okay.
That's the way our code reads, yes.
Okay, a motion and a second for final first reading. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Okay, new business. Ordinance 28-2024, first reading.
Ordinance 28-2024 is an ordinance amending section 181.013, the allocation of funds of the Delta Municipal Code.
On the ordinance that we have, it says declaring an emergency, but it's not written in here.
I believe we decided this could go first reading, and also the temporary appropriation could be a first reading this time.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion for the first reading.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
And just so the audience knows or whatever, this is to reallocate the funds for the income tax collection for 66 and two-thirds to go to the general fund and 33 and a third to go to the water.
All right, ordinance 29-2024, first reading.
Ordinance 29-2024 is an ordinance authorizing the Village of Delta, Fulton County, Ohio, to execute an agreement with the Ohio Department of Transportation for the slide repair on US 20 at SLN 19.29.
Just for clarification, this is the piece of land that we previously had done repairs to or contributed funds to repair to?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, that was...
And this could just be given a first reading. It doesn't need to be passed tonight. Mr. C could be able to answer any more questions. He just wanted to get it on the agenda of the pipeline.
I would like to know how we've gotten to this point where ODOT's finally going to step up after we've contributed nearly $250,000 to fix this problem.
I'm sure that I've not been involved in those negotiations with ODOT, so.
Now, if something happens where we would say, no, we don't want to do this.
Right now, they're footing the bill. Correct? Or is that an
end
question?
Again, I'm not familiar.
Section 4 states that they will pay for it.
Yeah, that's what I understood.
It also says the LPA agrees to all utility accommodations. Where's that? Something about
it's in Section 4. The last thing.
Section 3, ODOT, to direct additional or corrective work, recover damages due to errors or omissions, and exercise of all their contractual rights. So I would like to know
Does that entail
the work that we've already done, or is it subsequent to this next step? I don't know.
Yeah, because if it's not going to have to pay for anything, I just say, hey, don't let the trucks come down through here. That's what caused the whole thing.
Second for first reading. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep. All right. Ordinance 30-2024, first reading.
Ordinance 30-2024 is an ordinance to make temporary appropriations for the Village of Delta for the year 2025. Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Now, resolution 16-2024 is an emergency.
Resolution 16-2024 is a resolution authorizing the village administrator to execute an agreement with Fulton County Emergency Planning Agency for services mandated by Ohio Revised Code, and it declares an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to suspend. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to make final and first reading?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
I make a motion at 5:57. Sorry, military time. Go into executive session.
Would you want to do questions pertinent and then go into executive session after that?
Yeah, we can do that. Yep. Any questions about today's meeting? Yes, sir.
Kevin McHill, 219 West Main. Just general. At one time, when the Delta Reservoir was put in, it was able to cut off outside entities from getting water. Well, I've been walking out there at least a couple times a week and everything, and the reservoirs are so low. Now, is that still in effect to where you can cut off so it can build back up?
Or which reservoir are you talking about?
All three.
Yeah, they're all low.
Yeah, we had the drought, but still, it used to be that outside sources couldn't fill up.
Oh, you mean like the bulk station?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do shut it down from time to time, but I think it's open right now. I believe it is.
And
open right now.
Well, because you're talking about other businesses coming in, we're going to have to give water and utilities, and that's going to drain off that. So what's the future plan, I guess, there for the rest?
So any business that's coming in on that particular side of town is going to be fed off of the Fulton County line, which has water surplus. That will not be coming out of our water treatment plant or out of our reservoirs.
Okay. All right. Next thing is, I know there's a funeral fund, I guess it is called, for the cemetery over here, Green Lawn. Is there any way that there's enough money in there to replace any capstones out to the entrance?
They're supposed to be replaced.
We received donation, and the contractor should be completing that. The supplies.
I walk over there too.
Yeah, the supplies haven't come in yet.
Have they been started yet?
Yeah.
They have not been started because the supplies didn't come in yet.
So the same contractor that repaired the monument last year, prior to Memorial Day, or that was this year, is going to do those, the whole entry, I believe, is wrapping those with the same black brick and recapping those. That's why they took the gates off, so he can make those repairs.
And I can reach back out to him again and see where he's at. Rod Manley, yep.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't have to go up there, do I?
No, I'll make
you
go up there.
Unfortunately, I live at 21 Lane, too. In this ordinance that you guys were just reading, ordinance 29 about the landslide thing, we already got a letter from the state of Ohio saying they're going to do that. So, in correlation to what you're reading, how does that intertwine? Because that letter we got from the state of Ohio says they're going to do that in 2026, and the road's going to be cut off from, what is it, Wilson to out by the sale barn, that's all going to be redone due to the landslide repair. So I wondered, what does that have, like, I guess what you're doing here, reading this ordinance, what's that got to do with, like, state saying they're already going to do it?
It's
like,
basically an agreement. What we're approving is an agreement between the village and the state for them to handle that work. It's saying, yes, you guys can do it. We are accepting these terms of you doing that work and so forth. We're not paying them to do this work. We're formalizing an agreement with them.
Okay, question though.
Okay.
Is the state going to repair our road up there because of what that landslide did?
That is an excellent question.
Because they was there, the street department was there once to look at that road. It's came in sliding.
That just probably makes you guys have a longer driveway.
And we can lower the speed limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you'd be on airport highway then.
Yeah, that's one of my questions as well.
I have one more thing, and it doesn't pertain to today. It was your last meeting when I brought up my issue. I was going to address Mr. Sika tonight about it, if anything was investigated. But now, how do I find out, since he's not here? Does anybody know if that issue was investigated about the?
So we did contact. We did contact the property owner, and we advised him that needs to be 7 foot from the property line. And he was in the office today, but Ed was not in. He's going to come back tomorrow because he has asked for a
permit
for a fence. But he still has only moved it 4.5 feet from the property line. So he's going to come back and talk to Ed tomorrow. And then we could call you, I guess, and let you know.
Okay, well, thank you. I just wanted to know how it was doing on, if they were going to move it over, what was going to happen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other questions? All right, and at this time, 6:02 p.m., I'd like to go into executive session with myself, counsel, Mr. Ewan.
And that's to consider the appointment of a public employee pursuant to revised code 121.22G1.
Are we expecting action coming out of this?
No.
Make a motion as recommended.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to attend executive session. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
They will not wait.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Could we get roll call, please?
Who is the second?
Mm-hmm.
Shire?
Yep.
Frank?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes. The next meeting, before I say the next meeting, we'll address the fact that we did offer EMS shared position to Christopher Frazier. We are waiting to hear back from him now on contract negotiations. So the next meeting, now moving on, the next meeting for the Village Council will be Monday, December 16th, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. with a safety meeting preceding it at 5 p.m.
I have one more thing. We usually give out the Christmas bonuses. Are we going to do that this year?
The gift cards to local businesses, I believe that normally go out to employees. That's not even a discussion that has been had, or this is a better question for next week when we see Mr. Sika.
We were waiting for council or someone to say something.
We just said it.
Okay.
Y'all want some chamber bucks?
They would prefer not to receive that.
What's that?
They would prefer not to receive chamber bucks. But
last year there was many issues.
So I would just ask what, in the past, I believe we offered them a gift card from a merchant here.
A local business,
and it was $100 per full time. And then, I'm not sure about, was it all employees?
I think it was half that.
Was it half for part time then?
So it would be my direction that this be brought up at the next council meeting to be discussed with Mr. C. President.
Perfect.
Well, that would be kind of close.
It's fine. It's before Christmas.
Huh?
December 16th is before Christmas.
Yep. They'll be half done the time.
You don't think they'll get it out in a week?
Yes.
This is a finely tuned bureaucratic operation.
Yes. Just give it to each supervisor and they can hand it out to their employees.
We asked them which.
I believe we're doing a Christmas appreciation dinner with the employees. We're doing a potluck style.
Do you have a date for that?
I believe it's December 18th.
Okay, perfect.
So, which is close, but we can probably make it happen. I can hand them out then.
They can make it happen. I have faith in the office personnel here.
You
guys want to take a bet on how fast it happens?
Ginger will go get them, and she loves to leave the office to go get out.
So are you going to invite council to your meeting?
I am. We haven't made any specific plans, but yes, we're gonna do it on the 18th, I think during the day probably. So I'll send you guys an invite. Will that work?
Oh, I'm still
on my Actually, Jamie's kind of been planning it.
We will have to have one more special meeting, probably, before the end of the year, for appropriations, yeah. For 2024.
Yeah, we ought to do that. That would be good New Year's Eve.
Unless they possibly have it all by the 16th, which I doubt.
We're good, but I don't know if we're that good. We'll try.
I have a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yep.